earlier, really early when we started, I remembered, this memory just came to my mind, when I was teaching on the Tabernacle of Moses, and I've shared this a number of times because it so impacted me. We had had an extended time of praise and worship, and as people were leaving, I was one of the last to leave. People were leaving. I was aware of different conversations as different people were commenting on what a powerful praise and worship time it was and how meaningful, etc. And I remember right where I was standing, right almost where Angie's sitting, and I was turning to walk out, and God spoke to me as I was standing there, and he said to me, no one's asked me what I thought of the praise and worship time. I mean, it nailed me, because remember, the whole point of praise and worship is all about him, right? And it doesn't really matter what we thought of it, or if it moved us, or if we had any, we aren't even supposed to have an opinion about it. It's all for the King of Kings. And he said, nobody's asked me what I thought about it. And so, as we were, that came to my mind early on, and I was like, okay, Lord, this room doesn't matter. The people in this room don't matter. The people up on the stage don't matter. Really and truly, they don't matter. What I'm feeling right now, because honestly, I was feeling nothing in the beginning. I was like, where are you, God, and what is wrong with me? And so I had to do some self-talk back there. You know, it doesn't matter. I don't matter here. I don't matter. And then I remembered a second encounter I had during that time where, I like that spot back there. I was back there during praise and time and worship, and I heard the Lord say, the King is in the room. And I thought in my head, well, I don't feel anything. And I heard the Lord say to me, it doesn't matter what you feel. I'm everywhere all the time. And so I got down on my face and on my knees right away. And I heard the Lord say to me, the King deserves worship. Doesn't matter how you feel. Doesn't matter if you have a soulish response or not. My King, the King of Kings, deserves worship and praise. And really, those two encounters had turned me so dramatically away from my religious upbringing and into the reality of what worship and praise is all about and who it's for. It's not for me. And so that's good news, and it's tough news. Because if you're like me, which I know you are, you like to feel something. You like to get the goosebumps, and you like to cry, and you like to, woo, you know, Mufasa kind of thing, only on God's way, Mufasa. And it's tough. It's tough when our souls don't respond. It's very hard. So so as I stood and was dialoguing with the Lord about that earlier, and finally I just said, you know what? You're worth celebrating. I'm going to get up, and I'm going to celebrate you. I don't care how I feel. And I got up. I thought, I'm going to get up higher above all the earthly whatever. And I got back there, did a prophetic stand over all the earth, and I'm going to celebrate. And so I don't know about you guys, but something broke for me. And then a bit after that, I saw a real fast picture in my mind, really quick. It was a herd of horses, and I could hear the feet, hoofs, you know, that sound on the ground that they make. I mean, it was a huge herd. And I saw this one particular mare. She was brown, chestnut brown, with a black mane and tail, beautiful, gorgeous horse. And I saw her face just for a moment. And then I looked back, and she kind of blended in with the the galloping horses, the dust was kicking up and flying, and then I looked, I was like, I came up over them and looked ahead, and I saw the whitest horse, perfectly white, everything white. I knew it was the Lord. I knew it was the Spirit of the living God that was out front leading this herd of horses. And the interesting thing about the vision I saw was the dust was kicking up all around the herd. But that white horse, I was just in awe. There was no dust coming up under his feet. I was like, how are you doing that? And I, of course, realized, you know, he's above the earth. He's in the earth. He's not of the earth. The whole scripture came to my mind that the Lord, yeah, he's here, but he's not being tainted by this earth. Or the dust, but we are. And my eyes, so the vision stopped just like that, and I thought, well, Lord, what's that? I was looking for the T-bone steak. And then I went on back to celebrating, and then all of a sudden, I came down and I stood back there, and all of a sudden, I saw the angel of circumcision. Ugh! And he was standing in front of me, and I said, okay, Lord, why have you sent him? What's happening here? And just like that, I had this, it wasn't a vision, it was just a download of information, that 2020 was a hard year. Yeah, why not? That's not revelation. That's just, 2020 was a hard year. On a lot of levels, in a lot of different ways, but it was probably the most fruitful year I've ever lived, truthfully, for myself personally, and even on the farm. It was the most productive and fruitful, transforming year of my life. And God confronted some major heart issues in me that a number of them I wasn't even aware were there. And we wrestled through those, and he's gotten the victory in spite of my flesh and my soul. And I thank God for that. And then everything, all the other stuff, you know, not just personally, that was personal, but corporately and in this nation and as a steward of this farm and in my family, I've had some challenges and some significant challenges this year. It's been a tough year. So this angel stands in front of me, and I get this download that we aren't, you know, you've heard people say we're in a new season. And I felt the Lord say to me back there, no, you're not in a new season. You're in a new era. And I don't even know what that means. I got to go look that word up because I'm not real sure what's the difference between it, what an era. If anybody knows ERA, exactly what that means. But he said, no, you're not in a new season. You're entering into a new era. And then I saw those horses again. And I saw different horses highlighted. And they had... Some of them had saddles, and they had those packs that hang off the sides of the saddle, and they were bulging and heavy, and some had the bit in their mouth and the halter. Some didn't, and some were older, and some were younger, and some looked well-kept, and some looked unkept. Thank you. So I saw that, and some were walking, barely walking, and some were running, and some were trotting. And so there was just a whole mix in the herd that I saw. And then as I saw that picture, I saw that angel again, and he said to me, if you'll present yourself, if you'll present yourself to me, I will take my sword and I will cut off from you 2020 and beyond. I will cut it off, all your everything you brought, you have on you still. Your, you know, disappointment in myself and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He said, I'll cut it off from you and you'll enter this new era like that horse, that mare, without a halter, without a saddle, without the packs, and well kept. And you'll run with me. Those that wait upon the Lord, you will run with me. And without the weight, without the restrictions of this earth, without the dust clouding my eyes and getting in my nostrils. And so I said, okay, of course, yes, I surrender, I submit to that circumcision. And I literally felt from on the backside of me, my head to my feet, I felt this electric something went down me. And I felt like I was catapulted forward in the spirit. And then the Lord said to me, now get up and offer it to your family. So if you desire to be free of 2020 and what was before 2020, all the way back to your conception, we have some angelic help in the room. And he's been sent by God to help us, to heal us. For some of you, it'll be a heart healing that you need. Some it'll be et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, Lord, I just ask you right now, Holy Spirit, to move in every single person in this room. You're offering us a precious gift. And as we stand before you and subject ourselves to the move and the work of the Holy Spirit, we say, God, show us if there's anything in us that we're holding on to, or that we're not willing to surrender, or we're not willing to lay down, or we're not willing to part with, or any attitudes or beliefs or guilt or shame or condemnation. God, we just ask you to show it to us right now so that it can be cut off from us. Give us, Holy Spirit, convict us concerning sin and righteousness. We thank you for your blood. We thank you, God, that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, and it's able to separate soul from spirit. And God, our souls are running our lives, our minds, our will, our emotions. 2020 and beyond, previous to that, our souls have run our lives. And you desire to separate our spirit from our souls so that our spirits can run with you like that horse I saw. So we ask you right now, God, we look to you and we thank you for the angel of circumcision that cuts away our flesh. And you desire to do that. Give us a gift. You desire to do that for us so that we can be catapulted into this new era with a new wineskin filled with new wine. And so we just say yes to you right now. Come and do what only you can do. We lay ourselves on that altar. And we thank you for this angelic messenger, this angelic helper. We thank you for that sword. We thank you for separating from us all those things that would hinder love. All those things that would keep us tied to this earth, that would hold us down and slow us up and keep us from being able to follow that pure, spotless, white horse who's also a lion, who's also a lamb, who's also our king and our beloved and our best friends. Friend, God, thank you. Our soon coming bridegroom. Come, Holy Spirit. God, I ask you even now to release a river of healing power. There are people here whose hearts are hurting. God, I ask you right now. I just ask you to stir the water. And I just say, be healed in Yeshua's name. Be healed in Yeshua's name. In Yeshua's name, be healed. Heart, be healed. Mind, be healed. Will, be healed. Body, be healed in the name of Yeshua. Be healed. Spirit, broken spirit, be healed in the name of Yeshua. Set us free, God. Set us free to run after you. Draw us. Draw us and let us run together in perfect unity. And wash the dust of our life off of us. Groom us. Restore to us the joy of our salvation. Heal our feet. We acknowledge our need. You are where our help comes from, God. We lay it all down at your feet. And we choose to enter into the new era with nothing from our past. And if Satan tries to put it back on us, we'll buck and kick and act like a wild Mustang. We ain't having none of that, God. Thank you, Father. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Lord, I'm so thankful that you didn't make praise and worship make us have to reach a certain state of being in order to praise and worship you. We don't have to do like those people at football games when there's a touchdown or when there's not one. And we get to do that no matter what happens around us. Whether there's a touchdown or a home run or a foul or whatever, we can worship and praise you because you are worthy. We can celebrate you anytime, no matter what. No matter what a bad hair day we're having, we can choose to celebrate you. We can adore you anytime. It's never based on our circumstances. Thank you, God. You are the King of Kings, and you deserve for us to bow down and be on our faces because of who you are. Thank you, God. Thank you for this gift, of severing our 2020 from our 2021. Thank you. Now we hand you that book of 2020 that has recorded our every thought, every motive, every sin, every accomplishment, everything. We hand you that book now. We say it doesn't belong to us. It's yours. You died for it. And every year previous to 2020, we hand them all to you from our birth to present day. And we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your blood that covers and cleanses and washed away all of the sins in all of those books. What a gift. What an amazing, amazing gift. And what an amazing God we serve. Now we say, let God arise. And let our enemies be scattered. Thank you, God. In the name of Yeshua, we all pray. Amen.